Ran an awesome round today, 9 birdies and 7 under. What was clicking for you today?
I think I probably made 200 feet of putts today. You know, I had the putter working, and when you have days like that, it's just get it on the green, give yourself a chance. And I did a great job staying patient and kind of giving myself opportunities. You know, one hiccup on 12, tough hole, like kind of in between clubs, and probably looking back, I should hit the other one and made a double there. But, you know, I did a great job kind of getting back in the round. And, you know, you need some, have some good fortune. I had a great chip in on 14, was probably saved the round, got me going the other way again, and, you know, good strong finish. Those last couple holes were tough, and to play those last 3-1-under today was nice.
What did you adjust anything in your putting last night or this morning?
No, I've been rolling great all week. I've just been missing a few short ones here and there, and you know, I kept telling myself I'm historically one of the best putters out here. I got perfect greens. If you just trust yourself for a little bit and give yourself some opportunities, it'll go in. And sure enough, today they all went in, so it was fun. It was those days you practice for, those days you have fun being out here.
Do you feel that kind of sets you up for tomorrow? Good frame of mind.
I would hope so. Like if I can't go in there tomorrow feeling like I can qualify for the U.S. Open after a day, then I got problems, you know. So I kind of found something my swinging day, drove it really well, and hit a lot of quality iron shots. So hopefully that kind of bleeds in tomorrow and the rest of the year. You know, I've been kind of close all year. I've been saying it, and nobody's been believing me, and I don't blame them. My scores have not looked like they have, but I felt way better about it this year. And you know, now today was a good affirmation of on this golf course, go out there and shoot that round. I know I'm on the right track.
Was it easy to decide to do U.S. Open qualifying, or was it a...
Yeah, I mean, it's our national open. Yeah, you want to be out there playing against the best in the world on the toughest golf courses, and that's a great, you know, I can't thank Workday and Jack and everybody at Memorial for letting me come here this week and be a sponsor exemption, and I think I did hell up my end of the bargain this week finally, which was nice, and you know, look forward to kind of going, building on this week for the rest of the year.
Oakmont is obviously one of the hardest courses in the U.S. Open, Rota. You played there a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, nobody ever really likes Oakmont.
Well, I mean, you have to like the fact that 30% of guys are going to hate it and they're going to be gone really quickly. A golf course is going to drive you crazy, and so you need to accept that and realize that everybody's going to have to deal with the same stuff. And I played a U.S. Amateur there. I played a couple Opens there. I kind of know what to expect when you get there. You're going to have some three putts. You're going to have some great putts that don't go in. You're going to look silly a few times around there, and you're going to pitch out a lot. Yeah, so that's part of it, you know. So that's part of the reason why I love playing U.S. Opens is it doesn't really favor anybody. You got to drive the ball pretty straight, and when you don't, everybody's pitching out. Nobody's hitting up around those greens, especially at Oakmont. If you put in the wrong spot there, you're going to make a big number.
Brian, not to put the cart before the horse, but if you do qualify, mm-hmm. with the way you rolled it, especially today, do you feel good about your game?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It's you know, obviously the length's going to be a big issue there, and if it gets firm and fast, that kind of negates the length, and it kind of makes guys like me have a chance, so we'll see. You know, this week I would have told you I had no chance to shoot this number on this golf course, so you never know.
And then you might have a chance to get into the Open at Portrush based mm-hmm. on that. Was that on your mind at all today as you were?
Not really, not till 18. I kind of knew that was in there. And I was like, well, I can't. If I bogey here, I probably don't have a chance. So I need to go ahead and finish strong. And, you know, I played the last one there when Shane won. And it's such a cool venue and such a great golf course. And, you know, I really want to make that one bad. So it'd be fun to get back over there.
Brent, you were here a year ago talking about the deep failure of the Stone.
Yeah.
How's that been, the challenge this year?
Yeah.
It
feels like forever ago, but I feel it every day. So it's kind of one of those things. The surgery is way behind me now, but it's one of those things I'm going to have the rest of my life. And, you know, just lost some ability to kind of swing it as hard as I want to and that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's the game of golf. Nobody's perfect at 45, 44 years old like I am. So, but I'm way fortunate to be playing because I thought there's a chance I probably wouldn't be. So I'll just look at the good of it and, you know, have a round like today kind of makes it all worthwhile. Yeah, you need to have days like this because, you know, you put in a lot of hours out here. You work hard at it. When you don't see the results, it can be a really deep, dark place. And so when you have these days, it reaffirms that, hey, man, I know what I'm doing. I've been out here There's a reason why I've been out here for a long time. And you know, everybody says confidence is a fickle thing, and you know, you can only look back on. I can look back on my career and say I should be confident, but until you see the results come through on a day like today, then it's hard to build on it. So hopefully, I can build on this today, knowing, okay, if I can do this today, I can probably do this anywhere.
Is the drive, if not for the driver, there's no day like today, right?
Yeah, I drove it great. I think I missed one fairway, and that was the last fairway, maybe. So, you know, the fairways play wide a little bit. The wind blowing makes it play a little – yeah, but, I mean, I drove the ball awesome today. You know, I can't play all the rough here. So, only fairway I missed today, I think, was on 18. I hit the right bunker and was able to hit a great shot to get on the green. So, yeah, you have to drive the ball in play here. Otherwise, it's going to be a long, long day.
And I don't know if it's something easily explained, but can you give us an understanding of what you did differently?
Yeah, I kind of – it's hard to explain, but you know, I'm always a guy that likes to draw the golf ball, you know, and so I've been kind of struggling with a more neutral path and kind of coming over it a little bit. So I kind of had a swing thought I had back in junior golf today and that I used to use all the time of kind of just trying to keep my right side behind the golf ball a lot longer, you know, let the club get in front of me a little bit better so I can swing into out. Something simple like that. You know, I know I've been close. My swing looks good on video. It's just about finding something that can kind of click where I can play with it and think, have one thought that creates what I want to do. And today, it clicked and felt great, and hopefully it kind of stays that way the rest of the year.
Impressive.
Thanks.
Thank you. Brandon, thank you.